Welcome to Raising the Lombardi.
Welcome back to Raising the Lombardi. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, your host for this show on CKDJ 107.9's website, ckdj.net. And this is my fourth episode now, and this episode will be about arguably the best team in football, arguably the best team in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs. A long-awaited episode, as you know, this team has been one of the best teams in the NFL now for quite a few years, dating back to when they drafted Mahomes in 2017, and ever since he started and took over for Alex Smith, this team has been nothing but stellar every single year, and they already won a Super Bowl a few years ago against the San Francisco 49ers. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about what we're going to go over in this episode. We're going to take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs draft, their offense, a few departures, Patrick Mahomes, and everything all around that makes this team what it is and why they will win the Super Bowl this year. So let's hop into it. And one more thing before I start, I was supposed to have a guest this week like I did for all my other episodes so far, but they ended up canceling on me last minute, unfortunately. But it's okay, we make do with what we got, and this is what we have right now. So let's go. So first thing, which I'm sure a lot of Kansas City fans are probably a little upset about still, maybe it's burning a little in the chest. They traded Tyreek Hill, and that must have stung for the Kansas City Chiefs fan base, because Tyreek Hill has now been a top three receiver when he's healthy in the NFL for, I'd say, the last 3 to 4 years, and he's not even arguable the fastest player in the NFL, and he's that much of a difference maker. You want him on your team as much as you can. You want to extend him. You want to do all these things because he's one of those guys that can help bring you another Super Bowl. But he clearly didn't want to be there anymore. He said he wanted to out of Kansas City, and that's what happened. They traded him to the Dolphins for our first round pick, a second round pick, and a bunch of other picks. So that was a trade that, you know, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. It really is, because you go from having Tyreek Hill as your wide receiver one to having Marquez Valdes-Scantling now, or Juju Smith-Schuster, which we will cover in a second here, because those are the receivers that they replaced Tyreek Hill with. But yeah, Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins for a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and a bunch of other future picks. And they took two DBs this year in the first two rounds. They took a corner and they took a safety, and they traded up to select Trent McDuffie in the first round with the 21st pick in the NFL draft. And I'm a huge fan of this pick. Trent McDuffie, a great corner out of Washington. He was great in college, and I think he's going to be really good in the NFL. He's got some great speed, a little undersized, but that's okay because he makes up for it with his speed and his ability to jump because he can get up there. His NFL comparison, his draft comparison, was Jaire Alexander, and that is a crazy comparison considering Jaire Alexander is a top five cornerback in this league. So a high draft comparison, high praise from the experts that are comparing him to Jaire Alexander. And if he can get anywhere to Jaire Alexander's level in the next few years, oh man, Kansas City Chiefs have a stud on their hands. Big fan of that pick. Another thing from the draft here, they drafted George Karlaftis in the first round of the draft. Again, their second first-round pick this year that came due to the Tyreek Hill trade. A defensive end from Purdue. They needed him to beef up the edge rushers in Kansas City. They had a little bit of trouble getting to the quarterback, but now that they have him, they have Frank Clark, and they have Chris Jones down the middle at defensive tackle. So that defensive line has gotten a lot scarier for the Kansas City Chiefs and for opposing offenses that they're going to have to go against. They're going to be able to rush the passer now, and they're going to be able to get their hands on that ball when they rush that quarterback. So no, I'm a big fan of that pick as well. Really like him. He's a great edge rusher. Great pick. Two great picks so far in this first round, in my opinion. And after that, they drafted a few more players late in that round. None of them really matter. But this second or third round pick, I think he may have been a third round pick, Sky Moore, receiver from, I'm blanking on where he's from again, but he's a really good fast receiver for this Kansas City Chiefs team. He will try to, you know, make up for what they lost in the Tyreek Hill trade, because Sky Moore is a great fast receiver. And he's drafted in the second round from Western Michigan. That's where he was from. My apologies. But yeah, I like this pick too. Try, you know, maybe in the next 2 years, he'll be back up there, and maybe he'll be the number one receiver the Kansas City Chiefs really need again after trying to fill that hole of Tyreek Hill. But moving on to free agency, really like the draft the Kansas City Chiefs had. I'd give it probably an A+. I'm not going to go that far yet because we don't know what they're going to bring. But in my opinion, from the picks just based off eye test alone and from how they played in college, I really like this draft for them. A draft for them. Great job for the Kansas City Chiefs. Moving on to free agency now. They made some big ads. Nothing too crazy, but there is some that you're going to see and be like, those are good players. Like, they're not really huge players, but those are nice players to have on your team. And speaking of, mentioned him a bit earlier now, they signed Juju Smith-Schuster to a one-year deal worth $3.2 million. Huge fan of this deal. I love Juju ever since he came into the league and out of USC. And wow, I'm so excited to see him in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform. Obviously, Juju was a great receiver in his time when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was drafted in 2017, and he left a mark right away as he was the number two receiver to Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh at the time. He had 917 yards and 7 touchdowns in his rookie year. Great first year, and then he followed up in his second year with an even better year as he had 50 more catches with 111 catches, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns, and only his second year. And after that second year, I think me and a lot of other football fans thought, wow, Juju is going to be the next great receiver in this league. But then it kind of didn't turn out that way. Big Ben, the Steelers quarterback, was getting older. He didn't have as good of an arm. He didn't have as much touch on the ball when he'd throw it. And that really didn't benefit Juju because they needed Ben to put the ball on Juju, and he couldn't do that anymore because he was getting old and the game has passed him by. So he kind of suffered a little bit in his last years in Pittsburgh, and also injuries. He was injury riddled his last few years in Pittsburgh, which you can see in his numbers by looking at them. He had 42 catches for 500 yards, 97 catches for 800 yards, and then 15 catches for only 100 yards last year because those last 3 years he was injured a lot. But now that he's with a real, real good quarterback, a top three quarterback in this league, arguably number one, Patrick Mahomes, I think Juju is in for a huge year. He's going to be their wide receiver one this year. He's going to try to take over Tyreek Hill's spot as, you know, the hole he's leaving when he's going to the Dolphins. So now that Juju Smith-Schuster is there, I think he's going to be the wide receiver one. And if you play fantasy football like I do, I think target Juju Smith-Schuster because he's going to have a huge year with Patrick Mahomes. Moving on to another receiver, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I like this pick as well. He was the number two receiver in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. He was the deep threat there. He's a pretty good deep route runner. He's fast and he has decent hands. So he is going to be that deep threat, and Juju is going to be that guy who's going to be maybe in the slot a little bit, maybe catch those intermediate to median routes, those 15 to 20 yarders to 10 to 15 to 20, and Valdes-Scantling is going to be the deep threat who's going to try to take the top off the defense. And let's not forget, they still have Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the NFL, arguably. You could say George Kittle, could say Darren Waller. I'd personally go with Travis Kelce. He's phenomenal. He's going to have another big year, and he's probably the best tight end in the NFL, as I said. You know, he's got 1,000-yard seasons the last few years, and he's going to keep getting better because he is a great player. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do now with Tyreek Hill away from the picture. I think he's going to get even more targets now. So that's going to be exciting to see. This offense is still going to be really good. Moving on to the defense now. This defense, they just got a lot better with those two defensive draft picks they had. And I really do think this team has gotten better on defense. They just beefed up the O-line. They drafted a corner, which is what they needed. They have good young linebackers in Nick Bolton and Willie Gay. I'm so excited to see how they're going to play. I think they're going to be great now with Trent McDuffie and L'Jarius Sneed in playing corner for them. Two really young corners, but L'Jarius Sneed now going into his third year. He's been around the block, and now he can teach Trent McDuffie a few things, the corner they just drafted. So a young defense for sure, but I think it's going to be good, especially in the next few years. This defense is going to be a problem. Really excited to see what they do this season. And let's just go over a few things here that happened. They do have a very aggressive defensive coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo. I'm a huge fan of Steve Spagnuolo. He hasn't really had a great defense to work with the last few years, but I think he's going to have a big year this year, and he's going to have a lot of fun with these young players that they just got on defense. They signed Ronald Jones to a one-year deal. He's going to be in a tandem with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a first-round pick in 2020. He had over 1,000 scrimmage yards in his first year, and he's also kind of had an injury-riddled career up to this point. He's going into his third year now. Second year was a bit banged up, but I think he's also going to have a nice year this year now that he's back and healthy. But Ronald Jones, I like that addition as a tandem piece to have him as the backup, or maybe they're going to run, they're going to split carries. Who knows? But I like that as a backup running back option for them. And besides that, that's all I really have for this week. This has been the Kansas City Chiefs episode. Please check out more episodes of Raising the Lombardi on CKDJ.net. Thank you for listening, and that is why the Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl this year.